The secrets of Bolton's magnificent town hall have been revealed in an exhibition which is now open. This year marks 150 years of the civic building, which is used as a backdrop in films and TV series. Celebrations to mark the very special anniversary got underway earlier this year with a visit from His Majesty King Charles III. The exhibition is on at Bolton Museum, and as well as charting its history from its construction to its role in the borough today, there are some amazing items on display, including Bram Stoker's signature in the visitor's book. Many of the exhibits have never been on show before. There is a treasure trove of Bolton silverware, as well as original plans and drawings. And children can have fun dressing up and being able to get hands-on to explore the town hall's fascinating history. To complement the exhibition, which runs until October the 1st, tours of the town hall will also take place. Bolton Council leader Nick Peel spoke at the opening of the exhibition, and he said, "The town hall was officially opened on Thursday, June 5th, 1873, by the then Prince of Wales, who later became King Edward VII, and his wife, Princess Alexandra. At the time, Bolton Town Hall was big in scale, confident, a true statement of civic pride, and a reminder that Bolton is important as a cotton manufacturing town. It was also at the time the most expensive town hall in the country, until Manchester Town Hall was completed a few years later. To this day, it has proved to be worth its weight in gold to our town. There is a new administration in Bolton, and one of the things I really want to do is put culture and heritage back in the centre of some of the things we do. We have had issues with the town centre. A lot of areas of the town centre have declined, but one of the things that hasn't declined is the cultural offer. In fact, it has improved. We have an amazing theatre, museum and library that is currently undergoing refurbishment. Egyptology, and we have lots of amateur theatre groups. And this leads to Bolton's reputation for putting on events like the Food and Drink Festival and the Iron Man."
Right, and the next group, please, Richard.